Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa wala ma ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. We're continuing with our series on divine consistencies, as-sunan al-ilahiyya. And today we begin tarawih with the ayah number 36 in Surah Al-Zukhruf, in which Allah ta'ala says, ba'd a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ نُقَيِّضْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. Whoever is blind from the remembrance of Ar-Rahman, the Most Merciful, then we appoint for him a shaytan, a devil, and he is to him a companion. So there's a number of points here that need to be taken a look at. If we can continue our conversations, in the lobby, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. So there's a few points here that need to be paid attention to. Number one, dhikrullah is something that can be done in multiple different ways. There are layers to it. And we don't want to miss out on any of them. Physically, you could be mentioning the words, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, making dua, rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, fil akhirati hasana, wa qina adhaban nar. Different duas you can make physically. Mentally, you should be present, thinking about what you're saying, paying attention to the words, and emotionally, or you could say spiritually, you should be feeling the correct emotion, the correct emotional response, spiritually being affected by what is being said. And you don't want to be somebody who is what? وَمَنْ يَعْشُ. يَعْشُ coming from Aisha, right? Aisha time is when it's night out, right? To be darkened, to be blind to this. You don't want to be missing out on any of these three layers. You do not want to abandon the dhikr of Allah, whether it be physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually. You want to make sure that you're paying close attention to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When should we do this? Allah ta'ala tells us as much as possible. In fact, everything else that you can obsess over is probably a negative thing. Obsession is not a good thing, with one exception: Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the one topic, that's the one person, that's the one individual, that's the one creator, our Allah ta'ala, who we should obsess over. And so Allah ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ, that we should be remembering Allah ta'ala while standing, sitting, or lying on our sides all the time, as much as possible, remembering Allah. Now, I want to give you guys a scenario. I want you to imagine that there is a gathering of friends, there everybody's hanging out, and conversations go in different directions, and then at one point, the conversation turns towards deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Qur'an and sunnah. What you'll find is that some people will immediately become quiet, and they'll remain quiet till the end of that hangout, and then when they leave, you'll find that they won't get together with that group again. You'll find that they kind of stay away. Why? Because that felt a little too religious for me. And so they didn't seem too interested. Now, that is what we see. That is what is evident. But there's a whole lot going on that we don't see that is behind the scenes. For example, this group of friends wasn't random. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the incomprehensibly merciful, Ar-Rahman, He is the one who gave you a chance to get closer to Him so you can live a better life, so you can live according to guidance, a life that is honorable in this dunya, and a life that is headed towards paradise, Jannah, in the Akhirah. This is a gift, and Allah Ta'ala made it so easy for you that He gave you people that you felt familiar with, people that you enjoy their company, people that you can turn to, that you can trust, that you can relate to, people that you can open up to, people that when you fall, they'll catch you, inshallah ta'ala. They'll encourage you when you feel weak and pull you towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a huge blessing. You weren't just surrounded by good people. It was also, in addition to that, the angels were surrounding you. There's something that you see, there's something you don't see. As the Prophet ﷺ tells us, that when there is a gathering, حلق الذكر, when there are halaqat or gatherings of the remembrance of Allah, what happens? لا يقعد قوم يذكرون الله عز وجل إلا حفتهم الملائكة وغشيتهم الرحمة ونزلت عليهم السكينة وذكرهم الله في من عنده. That the people do not sit except that they're surrounded by angels and mercy covers them, and they have tranquility descending upon them, and Allah Ta'ala mentions them in the highest of gatherings. So this is what you're not seeing. And we have to remember, though, Allah Ta'ala isn't desperate. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala isn't desperately waiting for you to, you know, turn to Him, and if not, then He'll try again and try again. No, if you have the arrogance to take this blessing and to throw it away and say, no, thank you, I'm not interested, then remember, Allah is al-Ghani al-Hamid. Allah Ta'ala is in need of nothing, and He is praiseworthy whether you praise Him or not. And so if you reject this blessing, what happens next? نُقَيِّضْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا. That you get appointed what? You get appointed a shaytan. And this is interesting. Only when the remembrance of Allah goes away, the shaitan shows up. Why? Because he is waswas al-khannas. He whispers when the remembrance is void. However, when the remembrance of Allah comes, khanasa, he runs away. So you decided I'm going to stop the remembrance of Allah. So what is he going to do? He's going to show up. And this is exactly how you become a loser. Istahwada alayhim ash-shaytan fa ansahum dhikrullah. That shaitan has overcome them and made them forget the remembrance of Allah. When you forget the remembrance of Allah, what happens? Ulaika hizb ash-shaytan ala inna hizb ash-shaytan humul khasirun. You become the party of shaitan and they are the losers. And the exact flip side is what? وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Remember Allah much so that you can be the winners. You can be successful. So this is a big deal. This is success or failure. This is not just, oh, you know, I was hanging out and they started talking about things. I think I'm not going to go back. No, this is much bigger than that. There's much more going on behind the scenes. You will have a companion connected to you, which can come in different forms. It could be new jinn that show up and that whisper to you, keep nagging you until you finally get involved in some sort of evil habit, which will become an addiction, which will change the course of your life. It could be new friends and influences that lead you down an evil road, unhealthy physically, push you down an evil road mentally or spiritually, that drain you of your time and finances and leave you with nothing but drama and betrayal. It could be a romantic partner that comes into your life and that keeps you away from Allah Ta'ala, encourages you towards evil and averts you from the good path, or simply just wastes your time and your potential. If we were writing a biography of your life, let's think about this honestly. Our lives are a series of moments that are defined by the people around us. Oh, when I was young, I was doing well in school because of the people around me. Or I was doing badly in school because of the people around me. Then I got a certain job because of a referral. Or I was happy at my job because of good people. Or, you know, different people suggested this. Or it's always about the people around you. You'll find that your whole story, oh, and then I got married, good people suggested me. Or bad people, it was a bad relationship. So your entire life story is one big story of the people around you. SubhanAllah, don't we want the good people around us? How do we do that? Keep Allah's remembrance on your tongue. This will attract good and this will push away evil. And the modern qareen, this evil shaitan that could accompany you, is what? It could be our phones, it could be different apps, it could be different games or TV series or different places to hang out. It could be all kinds of different evils that become associated, stuck to us. Literally, these things are always qareen. They're always stuck to us. They're always our companions. So anyway, I don't want to go on long. The final point is this. The month of Ramadan is a month of reading the Quran, extra prayers, extra du'as, remembering Allah much. And after this month is over, if you abandon Allah's remembrance, it will be replaced with something worse. Because there's nothing as good as Allah's remembrance. As Allah says, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Allah's remembrance is always the best. It's always greater. This is the most important thing. And so we want to have peace of heart. We want to be people of success and of tranquility. And Allah says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنَّ الْقُلُوبِ. May Allah Ta'ala make us of those people of طمأنينة. May Allah Ta'ala give us tranquility and always be in the remembrance of Him. Ameen. Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.